题型特训 A， 听长对话，选择最佳答案，对话读两遍。
Good morning, Mr. Smith. What can I do for you?
Good morning. I'd like to see Dr. Johnson this week. I want to have a physical examination.
Dr. Johnson is not free on Monday and Tuesday. Is Wednesday okay with you?
I have to go to work on Wednesday. Is Dr. Johnson free on Saturday?
I'm sorry. Our office is closed on weekends.
Well, what about Friday?
Let me see. Oh, great. Dr. Johnson is free on Friday afternoon this week.
That's fine. Thank you. I'll come then. See you.
See you. Good morning, Mr. Smith.What can I do for you?
Good morning. I'd like to see Dr. Johnson this week. I want to have a physical examination.
Dr. Johnson is not free on Monday and Tuesday. Is Wednesday okay with you?
I have to go to work on Wednesday. Is Dr. Johnson free on Saturday?
I'm sorry. Our office is closed on weekends.
Well, what about Friday?
Let me see.Oh, great. Dr. Johnson is free on Friday afternoon this week.
That's fine. Thank you. I'll come then. See you.
See you.
B. 听独白，选择最佳答案。独白读两遍。
Hello, I'm Luke. Today...I'd like to tell you something about Spencer West. Spencer West was born on January 7th, 1981. He liked to take risks. He wanted to be a great climber when he was just 5 years old. He lost both of his legs because of an illness. But the little boy didn't give up his dream. He got to the top of Africa's highest mountain on June 19th, 2013. The mountain is 5,896 meters high. His best friends, David Johnson and Alex Mears, climbed it with him together. With the help of them, Spencer West climbed the mountain with his hands. He is really an outstanding and hardworking man.
Hello, I'm Luke.Today, I'd like to tell you something about Spencer West. Spencer West was born on January 7, 1981. He liked to take risks. He wanted to be a great climber when he was just 5 years old. He lost both of his legs because of an illness. But the little boy didn't give up his dream. He got to the top of Africa's highest mountain on June 19, 2013.The mountain is 5,896 meters high. His best friends, David Johnson and Alex Mears, climbed it with him together. With the help of them, Spencer West climbed the mountain with his hands. He is really an outstanding and hard-working man.
C. 听两段独白。完成句子，每段独白读两遍。一
，It was Sunday yesterday. Henry went to play soccer with his classmates. Soon he felt hot and took off his coat. On his way home, he forgot to put it on again, so he got a cold. This morning he couldn't get himself out of bed. His father told him to stay in bed.And then went to buy some medicine for him. An hour later, his father came back and said, "It's nice outside. You can go out for a walk later." After taking the medicine, Henry went to the park. It was sunny. He felt better in the sun.
It was Sunday yesterday. Henry went to play soccer with his classmates. Soon he felt hot and took off his coat.On his way home, he forgot to put it on again, so he got a cold. This morning, he couldn't get himself out of bed. His father told him to stay in bed and then went to buy some medicine for him. An hour later, his father came back and said, "It's nice outside. You can go out for a walk later." After taking the medicine, Henry went to the park. It was sunny. He felt better in the sun.
R.
My name is Tony. I'm in number 28 middle school. Last week, I was busy with my study. I stayed up late at night and did my homework. One night, when I was reading my English book, I felt something wrong with my eyes. They were sore and hurt. I told my parents, and they were worried about me. So, they took me to the hospital. A doctor had a look at my eyes and asked a few questions. After that, she told me that I used my eyes too much. Then she told me that I should have a good rest. I shouldn't stay up reading. She also asked me to eat more vegetables because they are good for my eyes.
My name is Tony. I'm in number 28 middle school. Last week, I was busy with my study. I stayed up late at night and did my homework. One night, when I was reading my English book, I felt something wrong with my eyes. They were sore and hurt. I told my parents, and they were worried about me, so they took me to the hospital. A doctor had a look at my eyes and asked a few questions. After that, she told me that I use my eyes too much. Then she told me that I should have a good rest. I shouldn't stay up reading. She also asked me to eat more vegetables because they are good for my eyes.